علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi, and we are going to discuss another narration of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam as presented in the Nahj al-Balagha. This is the third narration that we are going to talk about, where Mawla Ali is talking about the different aspects of the human soul and different attributes of the human soul which are not good. Imam Ali says, وَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَلْبُخْلُ عَارٌ وَالْجُبْنُ مَنْقَسَةٌ وَالْفَقْرُ يُخْلِسُ الْفَطِنْ أَنْ حُجَّتِهِ وَالْمُقِلُّ غَرِيبٌ فِي بَلْدَتِهِ. Here are 4 points that are to be taken into consideration. And one of them is, the first one is al-bukhl arun, being miserly, being stingy, is a matter of shame. Al-bukhlu arun. Wal-jubnu manqasatun, being afraid, being a coward in different situations is something which causes the personality of a person to become defective. وَالْجُبْنُ مَنْقَسَةٌ. This causes a defect in one's personality. So we shall continue with the third one after the break.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
نهج البلاغة, also known as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and greetings be upon him and his pure household. Regarded as one of the most authoritative sources of Islamic wisdom and knowledge, this book reflects the profound insight and spiritual teachings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on various matters, including ethics, morality, governance, and spirituality. The eloquence and wisdom exhibited in this speech and teachings within Nahj al-Balagha have made it a timeless masterpiece that continues to inspire and guide Muslims and non-Muslims alike in their pursuit of truth and enlightenment. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, The Gate of Knowledge. We were talking about the narration from Imam Ali where he says, Al-bukhlu arun wal-jubnu manqasatun. We have talked about the first one and the second one. We're coming to the third part. Wal-faqru yukhrisu al-fatin an hujjatih. Poverty causes a person who is intelligent otherwise, he will not be able to defend his case. He will not be able to put forward his argument. People will not listen to him. Unfortunately, there are people in society who look at the person, the position of a person, the wealth of a person, instead of looking at his knowledge and looking at his intelligence. So in the eyes of such people, he will not be acceptable. His words, even if they are wise words, intelligent words, he will not be able to make people accept his words. وَالْمُقِلُّ غَرِيبٌ فِي بَلْدَتِهِ. And a person who is a destitute who lacks something of wealth or power, position, he is also, well, even if he is living in his own society, in his own city, even in his own town, but people will not look upon him. They will not be able, he will be a stranger to them in society because he will not be able to interact with them. He will not be able to meet people. People will not look upon him with a good name, and therefore he will feel that he is a stranger in society. So in these four parts that the Master of the Faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, is talking about, he's pointing to the defects that we have in our personality, in our character, and they cause us to have a bad name in society, or they maybe diminish our stature in society. And number one is being miserly, stingy. We're not using. We have wealth in our hands. We have power. We have position, but we're not using it in a way that is appropriate to that position or to that power or to that wealth. We are refraining to use it in its proper place and in the proper manner. God Almighty has given us something. We're not using it. That is shameful. And then we have the situation where we are afraid of carrying out things. We do not take initiatives. We do not move in society with courage. And there, that is also something which causes a defect in our personality. Let's continue after the break.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, was a reserved scholar and historian who played a crucial role in compiling the sermons, letters, and sayings of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, into the book Peak of Eloquence. His dedication to preserving the teachings and wisdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has ensured that future generations have access to the profound insights and spiritual guidance found within Nahjul Balagha. All of this is presented to you in the program Gate of Knowledge on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, the Gate of Knowledge. We were talking about this narration of Imam Ali, Al-Bukhlu Arun wal-Jubnu Manqasatun wal-Faqru. We talked about the first and the second ones. We're now explaining the third one. Al-faqr yukhrisul fatin an hujjatih. Poverty. Of course, poverty means that we do not have wealth or power or position in society where we can present our case. People do not look at what we have in our brains, in our minds. We have knowledge, we have wisdom. But unfortunately, the society is prone towards people, look up to people of power instead of looking up to people of wisdom. And so in that situation, it is difficult for us to win over people towards us. So of course, we have to have enough knowledge and intellect, but we also have to try to achieve a stature in society where we can influence others. And the fourth one is وَالْمُقِلُّ غَرِيبٌ فِي بَلْدَتِهِ. And again, on the same theme as the previous one, if we lack in something, we need to get some of the things which are helpful in creating the environment for us to be able to influence others. And especially if we, as those who want to carry out a mission for the sake of Islam, and we want people to understand and we want them to accept what we are saying, we have to take these things into mind. So these are the very beautiful words of the Master of the Faithful. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi, and hope to see you in the next program of The Gate of Knowledge at IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاعل زمن ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى.